You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Outrageous number, like, right? You're not about to make more than every coordinator and all. Like, man, good. Nah, like, stop, right? But all due respect to everybody in the country, to every wide receiver, to everybody that's doing all this stuff, like, if you gonna make $2 million at wide receiver, that's to blow a homie over at Ohio State. Ain't nobody else making that money, giving a wide receiver no $2 million, man, in college. Nah, that ain't me. I ain't doing that. I can't do it. Unless they tell me that we get a chance to have Travis Hunter, he could come back to college and he could come here and play for us, then he gonna get some of my check. But I ain't paying nobody $2,000 this year. Not to me. $2 million, whatever. I just say, yeah, we ain't giving nobody that.
All right. Wow. That'll get things rolling a little bit here. That was head coach at Syracuse, Fran Brown, talking about losing what looks to be one of the top receivers in the transfer portal from Syracuse, part of that great passing game they had last year. This kid, Pena, who was wide receiver, put up great numbers like everybody did. Hell, they had the most yards passing, I believe, in college football, or second most. Yeah. It was back and forth. I think he and Cam Ward were were up there, including the great second half they had. Syracuse came back, and I don't need to rub it in, beat Miami in that game. But anyway, yeah, the coach going, hey, man, he came in and talked, and I was like, uh-uh. By the way, if there was one guy.
Oh, yeah.
If there's one guy I'm paying, is that kid that's now going to be a sophomore. Got 2 years of eligibility left that lines up and would have been the number one wide receiver taken in this year's draft, Jeremiah Smith. His coach calls me, who I've talked to recently at Chaminade, and says, I said, man, your team's loaded. I thought they had the best team in a couple years ago with Trader and Patterson, all those guys on the team, and Jeremiah Smith. They were loaded across the board. I mean, and they're beat everybody. He plays everybody. They play everybody. Matter of fact, Chaminade, American Heritage, and St. Thomas all going to play each other. So he like, hell yeah, and I'll play somebody out of, you know, St. Francis want to play, we'll play them. Well, so we were talking to him. He says, Joe, you know, I never really brag about one guy. This is Jeremiah Smith, who was going to be a junior, going to be a senior. He goes, we got one guy that he's just different than everybody else. I go, what do you mean? Well, he's 6'3". He's over 200 pounds, but this guy pulled his hamstring. I can't keep him out. He said he wants to be great every day, like practice. He is driven. And then I go down to Trask Powell, down there with Nat Moore and Larry Bluestein, and Chaminade's playing Central or Northwestern. I can't – and I'm – always confused because they all play their games there. He's making one-handed catches. He makes one right in front of us for a touchdown. Right in front of us. And they got a picture of my mouth wide open going, damn, just like third time he's done in this game. And He just took a right to Ohio State, and he did not miss a beat. And it was right down to the wire. He almost flipped. He almost flipped. They were not sure right before national signing time. It was time to decide which way you're going. It was so close. Miami almost had him. He goes to Ohio State, and the rest is history. You saw his greatness, and I'm guessing he is the highest-paid wide receiver, and he should be in college football, whatever that number is. And by the way, the other guy on the other side that played with him is going into first round, too.
Yeah, he had some big catches in the national championship game.
He did. He had made some nice catches. So, anyway, that was kind of funny because I just think this is what everybody's dealing with. I think every program has a guy come in and go, coming off a good year, I need a lot more money, or I'm hitting this spring football transfer portal. And what numbers you're looking at? We're going to raise it. He goes, no. Right now, you're not even $200,000? Nah, $200,000. I'm thinking seven figures. And the coach has to say, because he's got a budget. Almost every school got a budget. I don't know about Texas A&M, but they all got budgets. And now he's like, wow, I can't do this. Hey, Mario's getting, he's taking crap. Ryan Clark rips him. Comes on and goes, I'll tell you part of the problem in this Tennessee thing. He somehow blames the SEC situation on the Tennessee quarterback wanting $4 million a year. He somehow, Ryan Clark, who's been mad at a lot of things lately on ESPN, including Aaron Rodgers for his Pittsburgh Steelers, he blames Mario Cristobal's part of the blame here. For years, everybody got on Miami. They didn't spend any money. They were cheap. They wouldn't do anything in their facilities. So now they're going, okay, we decided we want to be players. We're going to go after it. Whatever everybody else is doing, we're doing now. All right? Money, wherever money needs to be spent, we will spend it. And then I just got a kick out of Ryan Clark, who's a LSU guy. Mm-hmm. He decides he's going to be the frigging guy to come out and get on. Only guy that he's been mad at is that Carson Beck got $4 million from Miami.
Yeah, but Joe, look, I'm an LSU guy. I graduated with Ryan Clark. I'm a New Orleans guy. He's the New Orleans guy. I'm an LSU alum, proud. But when it comes to blame for escalating the arms race in college football and the NIL,
hello,
it's the SEC.
Hello.
I can take that one. I'm not speaking out of turn here. It's LSU, SEC, Alabama.
By the way.
All the way.
And don't think it's just SEC football.
No.
They just had the greatest year in the history of that conference in basketball.
Oh, don't forget LSU's baseball team.
And baseball.
Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz.
No, that's a strong baseball.
But
it's strong
I'm saying,
in baseball.
You don't think they're not spending money on everything?
Yes.
Everything. Livy Dunn, yeah.
It's just it's interesting that all of a sudden Ryan Clark decides to go with one school with everything that's going on, and I go, everything's going on, and we're getting on the fact. I didn't hear you getting on Oklahoma, that Washington State. He's supposed to be making $4 or $5 million to go to Oklahoma, Washington State quarterback, who Miami was apparently looking at. Anyway, yeah, man, look, it's making everybody just ugly. It's just all getting ugly right now, just the whole thing across the board. Times have changed, man. Times have changed, and college football is now officially professional football. You can call student athlete, and I let it go most of the time if whoever's on, and if you want to say, our AD still says student athlete, and I go, okay. Listen, man, they're getting paid, and they're getting paid a lot of money. It'd be one thing if you're giving them $2,000 a month, scholarship and $2,000 for extra money for you and your girl to go out, whew, enjoy yourself.
I'll take that.
We're talking about life-changing money. We're talking about now teenage kids making more, and I mean a lot more than their parents, to the point mom and dad are going, hey, you need to send some of that home. I'm sure that's going on, which should. But it's a whole different game out there, folks. And we just broke everybody in early because we've been doing it at the high school level for a while. Jumping, and we know how, when we know how to transfer our high school kids, oh, this is easy. Let me see. How big a jump do I want to make? I know what I'll do. As long as I can get a ride, I'll go Palm Beach to down to Dade County. Although you don't see a lot of that. We do see some Dade dudes. Dade dudes coming up. And by the way, if you got a good program, the kids want to be part of it, man. Like the programs that have it rolling right now, I'm guessing a lot of people want to play for Northwestern. They got that thing rolling. Central had a little setback last year. They lost a few kids. I don't know what kind of shape they're in and how they'll bounce back, but I'm not going to count them out. Columbus is usually pretty good. Norland had a couple of great years. I don't know where Norland is right now, but I do know three schools that are absolutely loaded in Broward County. Chaminade, St. Thomas, and American Heritage Plantation. Pretty damn good shape. And I don't know if any of those schools, I know the Broward schools are playing each other. I don't know if any of the Dade schools are playing them, which is crazy. I think everybody wants to see Columbus. Everybody wants to see Northwestern and Central, who have been powerhouses, won a lot of state championships, been there. Would love to see them play each other. That's not taking place. Anyway, we got to go to break here. I'm getting long-winded. I got to get this out of my system before I go home because the wife's not, she's not about sports, anything. She's not. You don't have to worry. If anybody ever goes up to my wife and starts screaming about something I said in sports, she goes, excuse me, I'm sorry, but I'm not sure what you're talking about.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Happy Easter coming up, especially if you got the little whippersnappers all excited and getting the family together, and they're chasing the eggs around. Do kids still chase eggs around?
Oh, yeah.
No, like real eggs.
Yeah.
They got real expensive.
Oh, well, yeah, nowadays. Yeah, I forgot about that. You better be better off handing out dollar bills than eggs.
You know, so I do remember we did the chocolate stuff, of course. But, I love hard-boiled eggs. And, like, some kids don't like – people don't like hard-boiled eggs. I eat hard-boiled eggs. Half my basket would be gone by the time I left the little get-together out there.
You do the
bullying
salt.
The other kids, taking every egg I could get my hand on as a kid.
I dip it in some salt and just eat.
Oh, yeah. Great call. Got to have the salt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So sometimes for breakfast, I just grab two hard-boiled eggs, salt them up.
Still really good.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's funny. I'm still old school, but I know the kids don't like hard-boiled eggs.
Really?
Yeah. I never see the kids. Now, make it a chocolate egg, then it's everybody's in. Anyway, back to sports we go, and got a lot of stuff going on here, man. It's going to be fun. Heat with a play-in tonight, and with a win, they open up with the Cavs. And matter of fact, quickly, Sunday game one is against the Cavs. It's at night. That's a 1-8, but you're in the playoffs. You're all in, and you got a chance. Best of 7 series against the number one record in the East. Cavs, of course, the Celtics number 2. And then the Panthers, they've got some extra time. Well, I'll tell you what. Usually I want to get going, because there's some guys going to have a little rust, because I don't think what you can do in practice, anything like what you get in a game. But, man, in this case, our guys have played so much hockey, I'd just rather get them rested up, give them all the time you want, and light skate, heavy skate, whatever coach is doing. He's got a real good feel for his team. But Panthers at Tampa Bay, game one Tuesday and Thursday, and then back home Saturday and Monday. Saturday is going to be ridiculous. Saturday at here, and hopefully you get at least a split. Everybody knows that, and Panthers have been pretty good about that. We got a little spoiled in these playoffs about getting at least a split. But Saturday for their first playoff game at home after what they've done the last 2 years and being the defending champions, it's going to be nuts. That arena, Amerant Bank Arena, is going to be friggin' crazy. And just a heads up, we do have tickets here. Don't ask. We have no shot of getting them. Everybody pulls muscle once those playoffs start. And those are going to be hot tickets. So that's going to be great. And oh, by the way, this other thing called the NFL Draft. It starts on Thursday, with the Dolphins having the 13th pick right now. I know some people think they slide down a few spots and pick up another draft pick and, to play the percentages. The more guys you draft, the more opportunities you have of success. And And, like, I can't ever remember. They've always had needs. I mean, you always have needs, want to upgrade your team. But I can't remember a time where a team has had three massive holes in three different positions or areas of the team. I can't remember. Now, it can be fixed. Don't get me wrong. It's not Debbie Downer Friday. But if the Jalen Ramsey thing, and I can't imagine I'm going to have him back. I mean, and Chris's nice way of saying it was our decision, not his, but he agrees it's time to move on. That means you better make sure you can move him. Like, before you did that, you better make sure somebody's going to take his ass. Somebody's going to take him, because if he comes back and you're talking about culture and being together, good luck on that one. Good luck on getting Jalen Ramsey to buy into everything you're trying to sell. So they got to move him. There's no question about it. That means you need two cornerbacks. They can tell you it's Storm. We can tell you Cam. And hopefully they work out and they become frontline, really good defense, good solid cornerbacks. But there's no way in this draft you have to grab two guys. And if you don't, you better grab one and have a veteran out there that you really like that thinks can play, because he's going to need to come in and play some. Defensive tackle, I think you need two. I think you need two guys. You lost two guys. You got to replace them. Deshaun and Calais are gone. And then the guard. I should have said that first. Not only do you need a guard to come in and start, a guard to come in and start for you, in my opinion. Because if you got to go back to the old plan again, you're not better. You're just not better. You can say whatever you want. And I don't coach him every day, but my eyes don't lie to me after a couple of years. The only way, you got to get a guard. You've got to find a guard that you believe can come in and start. I don't care if it's in the third round, the fourth round, the fifth round. I hope you draft a couple, because there's a lot of people still don't believe Patrick Paul can play. I think he's got a chance to be really good. I think he wants to be good. That's part of it. The amount of questions he asks those guys and what he does, and with all the physical gifts he has, he's got a chance. I know he didn't grade out well last year. His grades are out there. They weren't great. But you have to still guard yourself and go get yourself a tackle guard. And if he's really good, you start him one or the other. So, and those folks, I didn't mention safety. I'm with Chris that we have our safety. Even if they draft another guy, they believe they have their starting safeties. And you shouldn't be surprised if the two guys they got as veteran free agents don't start. Whether they were injured last year, whether they were the third safety, they're going to get a chance to start. They need some of those guys to start that they got in free agency on the cheap. They still need some of those guys to play. So I don't know where safety. Safety's not a high priority for me when you look at these other things we're talking about. And they still are for some of you, and that's fine. But if you can't look, and you can't look at this depth chart, and you know what, if you follow this team and you're really into it, you know the holes they have at guard, cornerbacks. The only guy coming back right now is Kader Kohou that you really trust. And I know Storm played a lot. Cam played a little before getting injured. I just don't trust Cam. I don't. I heard too much last year. I don't trust him. Now, I hope the light goes on. I'm not a hater. I'm not one who goes, I told you so, and I'm so glad. I hope he can work out. I hope he looks like a second-round pick. I hope some at some point. But it's year three, folks. It's year three, and he hasn't looked like it. He hasn't lined up like it. And the comments that come out of his coach's mouths the first 2 years have not been promising. Mm. Out of shape, not promising. Doesn't work hard. Other things.
Anthony Weaver said he had confidence problems.
That's not good.
Yeah.
So listen, hopefully whatever it is, listen, if you can't get confidence with the positive reinforcement you get on this team.
Yeah.
If you didn't have confidence on my team, you were done. because it wasn't like Coach Shula was going to help you get your confidence.
You sure?
No. Right off the bat, man. Like, you didn't have it, he's going to rip you. He didn't know any other way. It was either going to motivate you to get pissed and get better, or you were just going to collapse and he was going to cut you. Nah, you can't play. Done. Not going to work. So those are areas we need. Not I'm saying a negative. It's just a fact. Those are facts. Does that mean, I know I see our writers are still, well, we could grab another tight end and we could grab another running back. And listen, man, I know we can grab other stuff too. You always want really good players on your team, but you have some holes. Do you understand? If you're to go get Swiss cheese and the Swiss cheese has holes in it, they're big holes on this team. And I can't believe when they got rid of Jalen Ramsey, are going to get rid of Jalen Ramsey, that they went, you know, I think we just need one cornerback and we can make it work with the other guys that played with you last year. I didn't see enough. I don't care if they're drafted or free agent. That means nothing to me. You want just guys that can play. I'm not so sure that Jalen Ramsey didn't look at what he was playing with and say, I want out. Anybody with me on that? And I know that's not what Chris said. Chris said he wanted to stay, and we talked him into the fact that he needed to go. Now, I know some things happened. Some things had to happen. Things were said. Sometimes you say things, and you say too much, and you're like, oh, I got to let you go now. You crossed the line, even as nice guys. Maybe that happened.
Do you think maybe Jalen Ramsey saw the writing on the wall that they were probably going to draft some young cornerbacks and he didn't want to do daddy daycare? Like, I'm not going to be sitting there holding the hand of these guys. I don't think
Jalen Ramsey wants anything to do with – he got his money, so the money's not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he wanted anything to do with rebuild.
Mm.
And I think he looked at the guys he was with in the secondary and he got a little worried. Now – and I think something might have come up about working out with the team in the offseason. And I just think some things were said back and forth that probably – Jalen's going to tell you what he thinks now. I mean, he told Vic Fangio what he thought. He said stuff to people that knew Vic would get. He would hear it. He didn't care. He's a confident dude in what he can do. So now here we are. But you lose Jalen Ramsey – and some of you have been sending me texts. He's not that good anyway. Like, look, I don't think he's Patrick Surtain. I agree. I don't think he's this Houston Texan starting corner that picked us off twice late in the game. That guy's phenomenal. First-round pick. Is that an LSU kid, by the way? He might be an LSUer. First-round pick a couple years. I forgot his name. Anyway, as you look at this thing, Jalen Ramsey's still a good player. He's a good, solid corner.
Yeah, Joe, he was a gamer last year, and anything you asked of him, he did, and he played all positions.
No, he wants to cover the best guy. Well, I give him credit.
There's something to be said for that.
He ain't running and hiding, and he got smoked. Listen, he got schooled against the Jets. Wilson said, school's in, and you got a lot of homework when I get done. You're going to have a lot of homework because you're going to be chasing me. And he did. He had a hell of a game. Garrett Wilson had a hell of a game. But Jalen Ramsey, physical, you know, people are talking about this, and maybe Mike Florio will bring it up. A lot of people think he'd be a great safety. He's a big guy. He's physical. If he wanted to make the move, he could, you know, you could move him there. He's a smart guy. But he blitzes. He loves to blitz. You saw by the amount of times we blitzed him. Yeah. Sometimes a little out of control, but we blitzed him. But anyway, we need another corner. No matter what you want to say, Jalen Ramsey was the best corner we had. I don't care where you rank him. He was the best corner we had. Cater was the second guy. And we just have more needs now in the secondary. That's all. I'm not even getting into the other stuff that's being said about, you know, because Chris is now going, I drafted this guy and that guy and this guy. Yeah, you didn't keep him. Yeah, you had some good players. You let them go, especially on the line of scrimmage. I understand. They're expensive. Christian Wilkins, we waited too long. We said, show us a whole bunch of sacks, and he did, and he got paid by the Raiders. Robert Hunt got paid a lot of money to be a guard on a bad team in Carolina. I don't know how you feel about that one. The mistake was Andrew Van Ginkel. They got a bargain for the way he played in Minnesota. Now, I think we were afraid that he wasn't going to come back from that injury the way he did. But was he $8, $9 million a year? I don't think anybody. And I heard he wanted to be here. Now, people, you know, when you go, well, we couldn't afford him, and he didn't want to be here. He wanted to go back home. That's not what I hear. I heard he really liked it here. So that anyway, we got to go to break. I'm not bringing up stuff like that. That's petty. That's Joe Petty right there, right? We got to move on here. We got the draft. And then, as Chris said, did you know there's still a lot of free agents out there that are supposed to be really good? I didn't know that. I'm being serious. I didn't know. I know some guys want to miss some off season and stuff, but I didn't know that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of stuff going on, and playoffs all set for those of you that are going to be hanging around the house with family this weekend and celebrating Easter. And a lot of sporting events on, case you care, including tonight, find out if the Heat are going to be in the playoffs or not against the Atlanta Hawks. And if they are, by the way, they're literally going to leave and they're heading to Cleveland because they play Sunday. And the Panthers got a few more days off at home before they'll take off for Tampa Bay for the first two. What a great series. What a great little rivalry. Just, they got, obviously, got some great players that have been around that team for a while. And, we thought maybe they lost something. All of a sudden, they're right there and right there at the end, along with Toronto. Same three teams right there, and so it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun series to see what happens. And if you're wondering, game not only the first two games as we've been talking about would be Tuesday and Thursday in Tampa Bay. Then you come home Saturday and play Saturday and Monday. Saturday's gonna be nuts.
Oh.
be people drinking a couple extra beers at that game, getting ready for that bad boy.
What a great rivalry. The Panthers and the Lightning have ended each other's season the past couple of years.
Yeah. Man. Went too many years ago, Tampa Bay was winning this thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Nasty, too. I've been to some of these games where it gets nasty on the ice.
Well, that's why you want to get – you got a physical team, a chippy team yourself, and need those guys to be healthy. But, you know, I hear those guys. The key guy, man, he just is – you have it or you don't, is Matthew Tkachuk. Just when they got him, things completely changed. And when he got here, he was talking a lot, and I was like, man, this guy's talking a lot for some pretty good players on this team. And he kind of fit right in, and you find out those guys loved it, man. He kind of took the lead and just was off and running. Plays great, but stands up for guys, chippy. Just kind of the missing piece to bring this together, and they've added a whole bunch of other. Obviously, Reinhardt's scoring has been fantastic. Barkov, look at him as one of the best two-way players in hockey. And you just go on and on. Bennett, look at what's happened with Bennett. People love Bennett and more appreciation for what he does. Verhaeghe, all the big goals he scored, especially in playoff. You just go on and on, man. And it's all on one team. Big Bob, I mentioned Big Bob got his – what a great comeback that's been, Big Bob. Big Bob went from – they wanted to get rid of him. Like, hey, man, if we can dump you, even if we got to throw in some of the money, we got to get rid of you. And he goes, no. I want to be here. And he started playing some of his best hockey. So all that stuff put together with a really good head coach and a GM that's really got his act together, getting all the right pieces, making all the right moves. I left a lot of guys out. No, part of the great story I left out. I don't want to go too far, okay? I literally would have gone right into Mike Florio here in the 9 o'clock hour. Mike Florio's been on fire about the Miami Dolphins. On fire. Now, a lot of other stuff. You got some of the texts here real quickly coming in from some of the stuff with the team and stuff. If you would, all day, Dan Day, what do we have coming in?
Yeah, 786 texting about Mike Florio. He said the other day, either the Dolphins are stupid or acting stupid. Either way, they're stuck in stupid.
If you had a chance to, like, they come out with fresh stuff, he and Chris, every day. Yeah, they've been just nothing makes sense, and what Chris said didn't make sense, that Chris went out of his way to go, you know, he wanted to be here, but we told him, he said it a couple times, like, hey, if you're getting rid of him, it's something, okay? But a lot of people going, come on, man, you know better. You can read between the lines. Jalen Ramsey wanted out. And nobody wants, right, nobody wants to – bad look, because then people go, why'd he want out? He doesn't think they're very good, and they're rebuilding, and he doesn't want to go through that in the secondary, and you know, and now I guess they're throwing in the quarterback a little bit with this too.
Yeah, 786 texts in. Please tell me you saw Lewis Riddick on First Take. He and Stephen A. Smith were going back and forth and asking why people are jumping ship here in Miami, and they both kind of agreed that it could be the quarterback play of why the reason why some of these guys are jumping ship.
Oh, man. I guess he's here the next couple years.
Yeah.
He's here. Everybody knows that. Chris drafted him, said he's our guy. Mike came in, getting the most out of him. They got to keep him healthy for 17 games to see what he can do. And I know when I say that. As soon as I said that, I could feel the text machine telling me, does that change how he plays in cold weather? Does that change how he plays against really good teams,
playoff teams,
when his numbers aren't as good, the playoff teams?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No.
But at least in this offense, he needs to play all the games to have a chance. I don't know if the new guy – not everybody's made for this system that Mike has. Timing, you know, that – and, you know, and hopefully you don't have a schedule – the tough part of the schedule doesn't come in cold weather at the end of the year. Because you know what's crazy about this? We're talking about this thing on the line of scrimmage. And yet, the two positions we need the most outside a cornerback are defensive linemen and offensive linemen, where you can get physical and play in the cold weather and pass protect and knock guys off the ball and run. And we're going through it again. And you ask yourself, why? Why are we going through this again? Now, some of you already said, why don't we keep Robert Hunt? Said they got a budget on every position, I think. Or they used to. But, the move late for whatever reason is a weird one. And all I'm going to say is you lose Jalen Ramsey, now you got to go find another corner to play. I don't know if you can find two corners in this draft. Realistically, maybe you can't. Maybe it is Storm Duck. Maybe it is Cam Smith. What's the chance? Because you're not going to take a cornerback first and second round. And you need two.
Not first and second.
No, because you got other needs.
Right. Too many eggs.
I would take a cornerback, though, if you're able to get the one or two or two best guys and you like the best and you got them up on your board, believe in the board, man, whatever it says up there, then you got to take one of those guys. And then let's get to work on the big boys. Stopping the run, pass rush. Love to get another big guy next to Zach Sealer that's got a little Calais Campbell in him, meaning tackles for loss, pass rushing, pressures. Yeah. And then, you know, the one that I keep saying third, and I shouldn't do it. I should not say it third on this team. We need a guard. Is everybody okay with Patrick Paul? Is everybody – you drink – like, no, Joe. Like, Bo's like, Joe, Patrick Paul can play.
Yeah.
And then other guys are telling me, Joe, he didn't. I don't know what you guys see. Like, he got a long way to go. I know there's some growing pains, and he had some good plays, but he had a lot of bad plays. Well, got to play. Got to play some. Camp's different now, man.
You have to trust in your second-round pick.
You have to. But you better have a little backup plan, too. You know what usually happens if you don't have success? A lot of these young guys cave mentally. I've noticed in recent years, you know, lack of confidence becomes mental. Then we got to call the psychologist in to, hey, you know, and all that. And everybody's different, man. Everybody's makeup is different. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour. Mike Florio coming up here. We'll get to more. We want to hit some more text messages. Hey, and we appreciate, man. We have been loaded down record amount of text messages this week, and we appreciate all of them.